Children, it's wonderful to have baptisms at Christmas time. The Christmas story itself emphasizes how important baptism is for preparing for the coming of the Lord. When people get baptized, it's like we are acting out the Christmas story again. The very first Christmas story is about how the angel Gabriel came to Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, and told him that his son John would prepare people for the coming of the Lord. But why do we need to prepare for the coming of the Lord? In the prophet Malachi, which was written 400 years before the Lord actually came, the Lord promised that he would send someone before he came to get us ready. Elijah the prophet, he said, he would send Elijah the prophet, John was like Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of their children to their fathers, he said, lest I smite the earth with a curse. The earth would have been cursed if people had not been prepared by baptism. John baptized people, and he taught them how to repent. In this way, he provided a sign to the angels that these people that he was baptizing and teaching were eagerly waiting for the coming of the Lord, just like the angels were, and preparing themselves for his coming. In that way, the angels could guard them from the curse that the evil spirits would have brought upon us if they hadn't been prepared. Otherwise, evil spirits would have caused tons of diseases to break out and would have killed lots and lots of people, even more than they already were killing. Why is this? Why was it necessary for people to be prepared for the coming of the Lord by John coming and baptizing people? Well, the heavenly doctrine explains that the Lord's love is too warm and too bright for us, or even for angels, to stand. And that's why the Lord appears as a sun high, high above the heavens, far away from the heavens, just like the sun of our world appears far, far away from us. And we have lots of layers of atmosphere that protect us from too much sunlight. And that's also why the Lord, when he himself came into the world, carefully wrapped himself up in an ordinary human nature so that the brightness of his love would not hurt us when he came. Can you imagine what it would be like to meet a high angel who was very, very full of love, someone who's holy and forgiving and pure? Sometimes people after death, when they first get to the spiritual world, they think that they're all set for heaven without any preparation. And so the Lord lets them go up and try it. They go up just to the very edge of the lowest heaven to see what it's like there. And what did they find? They find it's way too hot and bright, and they can't stand it, and they dive out of heaven back down into the world of spirits where they can breathe again. There's too much love and too much light of truth for them to stand until they're ready, until they're prepared themselves. Imagine if you could be with someone who never did anything wrong. He never lost his temper, never said anything cruel or sarcastic, was never selfish, never boasted, never did anything wrong, and who could also tell when we even wanted to do something wrong, even if we hadn't done it yet, he could just tell. And even if this very nice person never wished to blame us for it or wasn't mad at us, only wanted to help us get over our bad habits, could you stand being with such a person like that all the time? What would that be like? In the presence of such goodness, our own weaknesses and bad habits would be so obvious. We would feel lousy. We would smell our own stink. We would see how spiritually ugly we are. Not because the nice person wanted us to feel bad, but just because of the comparison. When Daniel the prophet, who was a very good man, when he met the Lord, he fell at his feet as if he were dead. And he said, all my glory was turned into corruption. in front of the Lord. In John, on the Isle of Patmos, when he met the Lord, he turned around and saw the Son of Man standing in the midst of the seven lampstands. He fell at his feet as dead until the Lord gently touched him and raised him up. That's what it would have been like to meet the Lord without any preparation at all. It would have been so obvious how bad we are if we're not preparing for the Lord. And that's why the evil spirits could have punished us with all their curses, because it would have been, we would have felt terrible. So the Lord didn't let that happen. The Lord sent John the Baptist to prepare us for his coming, to get us ready for the coming of the Lord. So we knew he was coming and we had a chance to get ready. He baptized people. He washed them in the River Jordan to represent washing away our evils by repentance. And he told people, you must repent or you're going to be like a tree chopped down and thrown into the fire. And he told them how they should repent. And the people came and asked him, well, what should we do? And he said to the crowds, if you have extra clothes or extra food, share them. And the publicans, the money collectors, they came to him and said, well, what should we do? He said, well, don't take any more money from people than you're supposed to. And the soldiers, even the soldiers came and asked him, what should we do? And he said, don't hurt anyone, don't accuse them falsely, and be content with your wages. He told them very practical things that they could do to prepare for the coming of the Lord. Well, it's the same with us today. We also need to prepare for the coming of the Lord by baptism and by repentance, because the Lord is coming. For one thing, he comes to everyone when we die. He comes to us and he lifts us up out of our natural body. And if we're ready, if we're willing, he lifts us up into heaven. And he comes to us every day, in fact, every moment of every day, giving us the chance to say, I'm going to choose what's good and I'm not going to choose what's evil. He gives us that chance. And even when we choose wrong, he comes back to us and gives us another chance. He keeps giving us chances. He keeps coming and coming to us. Now, when we are baptized, either as a child or as an adult, that's a sign. It's a sign to people on earth and a sign to the angels in heaven that here's a person who has the water of truth, who has the Lord's word. And from the word, this person knows who the Lord is, who saves us, who washes us. From the word, this person knows what's right and wrong. This person has the truth to wash himself spiritually. And then, because of that sign, the angels can protect us while we're growing up and while we're preparing ourselves for coming into heaven, practicing repentance. So let us thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for coming into the world and thank him for giving us the chance to be baptized, for giving us his word, which is the fountain of clean, beautiful, clear spiritual water. And so let us thank the Lord especially by using that water to wash ourselves every day. Amen.